Now, this is our job information resource center.
These fresh paint covers brick walls along a hallway of the old Square D factory. Roger Hinkle says it's workers made electrical transformers.
I worked with workers in that factory education center so they could work on their basic educational skills. But within a few years, that closed and this building became transformed to a newer use.
Today's newer use is called the Hire Center, and Hinkle serves as one of its training specialists. The agency is tucked inside the Milwaukee Enterprise Center South at 8th and National. It uses federal funds to retrain workers who've been displaced due to factors beyond their control.
People coming into this program come from every walk of life, every background. Their common thing that they have is they've lost their jobs.
The center provides a range of services. It teaches some how to run complex machinery. For others, it offers a basic education. Hinkle says often mixed in is the need to overcome the pain and fear of losing a job. I hear those emotions in the voices of Connie Skanecki and Robin Klein. Skanecki's job evaporated when the T-shirt factory where she worked outsourced production.
It's devastating, especially when you're there for 16, 18 years. You lose it all.
Do you have a family?
My kids are grown, but I got grandchildren.
And what impact has it had on your extended family?
Can't get them anything.
Robin Klein nods knowingly at the story. She tumbled into the ranks of the unemployed when the daycare center where she worked closed abruptly.
There's not enough jobs out here for people nowadays because they don't have the skills.
Klein says she quickly realized she needs her GED, so that's what she's tackling. According to the Hire Center, of the 2,800 people it serves every year, 80% find employment. A few miles south, white sparks dance on the concrete floor as students practice skills they hope will pay off with a family-supporting job. This is the welding lab at the Oak Creek campus of MATC, and the students' backgrounds vary from landscaper to chef. Tom Wasinski drove a forklift until his employer left the state, and he lost his $18-an-hour job.
I don't know if I'll get into welding. I may not, depending on how my skills will develop. For some people that think that welding is easy, they should go out and try it.
Fellow trainee Shannon Bartley has also found parts of the trade daunting.
Remembering like how to do dimensions and figuring out like in your head first before you can actually put it on paper.
Bartley says a family welder encouraged her to enroll. Nearby is Clinton McCary, a veteran who served with the Army National Guard in Iraq.
It was miserable. Happy to say I made it through. A couple of my soldiers did not. And here I am picking up a new trade.
Were you working prior to this time after the service?
Yes, sir. I was a roofer. I had to wait a year just to get into this program. I was on the waiting list, and I'm doing it, and I like it.
McCary will attend classes 5 days a week for 1 year. Course material includes not only welding practice, but math and economics. MATC reports that every graduate last year landed a job with a manufacturer. Technical school is not the only route to learning industrial skills. Equipment is humming at Peerless Brothers on Milwaukee's northwest side. The company makes plastic parts, such as handles for power saws. President Ted Muccio says he could not find skilled applicants, so he created his own training program.
We have what we call entry-level positions. Someone comes in, runs a molding press. They're given instructions on sheets that show what other things they need to watch for, and then there's some other levels above that.
Muccio partners with the nearby Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. It identifies potential entry-level workers and gets them up to speed on work readiness skills, such as showing up on time. Derek Roby joined Peerless Brothers a couple of years ago.
Never knew what a machine operator was. And now I'm pretty good at what I do, which is I'm trying to advance in this company.
And you mentioned with your background, what is your background?
I'm a three-time felon. And one thing I like about Peerless, they open the doors for me and lend a helping hand with something that no one was doing. Everybody was shutting the door in my face.
On Thursday, WUWM's Aaron Toner will look further into what's working and what's missing in local efforts to close the skills gap. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.